Look at
that, right there. AI Ninja. He was trained in a dojo. I'm making this up. So he works in the field of artificial intelligence. Everyone had their hands up except for three. And he is focusing on the future trends and how emerging technologies will shape industries and work. He knows what he's talking about. We had a nice conversation about it. Let's give the warmest welcome in the entire existence of humanity for Taj.
Danae. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for having me today. First of all, I wanted to thank Danae Nomad Fest for having me here today, and Marcus specifically for inviting me here to talk about the future. Now, I have 20 minutes to tell you about the future. That's a lot of pressure. AI Ninja, that is my actual job title. I did not come up with that. I guess it's kind of fitting. I don't know. I love AI. I love learning about technology. I love using technology to solve problems. And the world is filled with problems, so it's always fun to think about how we can solve them today and in the future. So who am I? Well, my name's Taj. I am a co-founder and founder for a couple different AI startup companies. I'm a US Army veteran, and I studied aerospace engineering before dropping out of university and joining the military. Pretty fun background, I suppose. I'm wearing these cool sneakers, by the way. They're 3D printed. I'll get to that a little bit later. 3D printing is awesome. It's one of my nerdy hobbies, by the way. Who here is really excited about the future? Who's optimistic about the future? Awesome. Is anyone pessimistic about the future? Okay. That's all right. You can be. All right, I think we're living in the most exciting time in humanity. What a time to be alive. We have cars that drive by themselves. We have rockets that are landing by themselves. It's nuts. Every 2.2 days, we have a rocket that goes up and puts a satellite up in space. That's all powered by ingenuity, human ingenuity, AI as well. AI is actually designing rocket engines as we speak. They're 3D printing rockets. Stainless steel, multi-material systems. Everything that is being built in the future will be built by AI and 3D printing. Advanced manufacturing. Cars driving by themselves. When we first heard of autonomous vehicles, we think about these cars driving by themselves, and we're always hearing about the negatives of cars driving by themselves. But imagine a future where every single vehicle is networked, is connected, is smart, is intelligent. I don't think we'll ever have traffic. Who here loves sitting in traffic? Not me. I don't think we'll ever have traffic in 10 years. There'll be vehicles that will be able to communicate with other vehicles and let them know when to stop and when to go. Pretty cool. AI is making discoveries humans never could. Google DeepMind's AlphaFold. Has anyone heard of AlphaFold? A couple people, not bad. Has actually predicted every single protein fold known to mankind. That would have taken scientists billions of years to do without AI. They're discovering new drugs every single day, it feels like. In fact, this year, Google's DeepThink will be one of the most cited co-authors in research. We can 3D print entire houses right now. Has anyone seen a 3D printed house before? A couple people. We can print multi-material systems, stainless steel, titanium, all these different materials. In fact, MIT just recently 3D printed an electric motor, a fully functional electric motor. That's like the holy grail of end-to-end automation and fabrication. So imagine being able to have these prefab units like a shipping container that has a conveyor belt, right? And you can have materials going in and then motors and robotics coming out the other end. They are actually working on systems like that. All right, so what happens when AI touches everything? I talked about a couple different technologies here, but the fundamental the one thing that's universal across the board here is how AI is gonna actually evolve these technologies. How is it gonna actually change our world? So, AI is gonna rewrite medicine. Does anyone know that you could actually go buy a DNA printer right now, today? Yeah. You can buy one on Temu, actually. I wouldn't buy one on Temu, but you can buy one for about $10,000, a DNA printer. You can have your own DNA sequence and upload it to an open source software that will actually run sequences and provide you with the correct medicine that you want, which is pretty nuts. Yeah. So in the future, we'll probably have our humanoid robots in our house picking up the medicine from the DNA printer and giving it to us. Actually, well, probably better than that, we'll have patches or our AIs that live on top of on our devices, like my AI glasses right here, by the way, that's listening to everything right now. it's pretty wild. It can give me some insights too. It doesn't have a camera, but eventually we'll have smart devices that are always listening, always on. Now, is that a good thing or bad thing? I'm not here to tell you if it's good or bad. I'm here to tell you what the technology is gonna be like, how is it gonna change our world? They have robotic surgery systems, teleoperation. Who is familiar with 6G networks? 6G networks right around the corner. We're gonna have speeds that are gonna be unfathomable. We'll be able to operate robotics from across the planet. And when you have these systems that are so accurate and so precise, they'll be more precise than a human. What happens when you have systems that are perfect? More perfect than a human? It's an interesting thing to think about. AI will personalize every single classroom. What does that even mean? Well, every single person here learns differently. They have a specific learning style. Imagine an AI that learns with you, that understands what type of information you receive, how you receive it, and how you actually absorb that information. These AIs will be hyper-personalized, and they'll be able to give you the information that you require and need when you need it. It's gonna change education forever. In fact, I think that higher educational institutions are gonna change dramatically over the next couple of years. I don't think we need to go, well, in my opinion, I don't think we need to go to school for 4 years to learn something when we can actually learn from an AI that has more information and more knowledge than most humans do. Language barriers. The most important skill that you can have today is arguably, I would say most certainly actually, is probably communication. Communication is how we actually transfer knowledge, transfer information. Today, we vibrate molecules in the back of our neck to actually speak and transfer that knowledge to someone, right? It could be through a phone, it could be through text message as well. Everything is information processing. But when we break down our language barriers, these glasses, for example, can translate in real time. I can have an AI translate into the language that I want. So when that barrier breaks down, we're gonna have a lot of information traveling all over the world, and we're not gonna have that barrier of language anymore. In fact, they're working on BCIs. What is a BCI? BCI is a brain-computer interface. A brain-computer interface is a computer that analyzes your brain waves and then converts it into computer code. And imagine having an AI that sits on your brain that does that, and then you can translate thought into language. That's what the future we're gonna have in the next 10 years. It sounds sci-fi, but we're living in the age of sci-fi. We're living in the age of Star Trek, I like to think. So lifelong learning becomes the normal piece here. AI is gonna actually solve energy problems. A lot of the problems we see today are due to we're not discovering new things. Like there's information barriers. There's research that's not being done. But what if we have AI that can actually do the research autonomously without humans? You're having AI agents right now that are going and doing and discovering new materials that can be used for energy production. They're accelerating these fields, accelerating the time to actually get these devices, get this technology into the marketplace. We're gonna have smart grids. What is that? Well, a smart grid, everyone knows what Amazon is. Amazon's a logistical gods, I would argue that. They're amazing at logistics. Now, imagine, for example, AI, which many of you should actually consider. AI is a prediction tool. It's a prediction machine. It predicts things. Now, if you're able to predict human output, you can actually predict what a human needs or wants, which is pretty wild. Today, we have an over-manufacturing problem. We overproduce. We don't use everything that we create. And that, in turn, ends up either in the ocean or in a waste bin. Now, imagine when an AI can actually predict exactly what you're going to use. Amazon, for example, is working on these smart logistical applications where it'll actually suggest to you when you need that new bottle of shampoo based on your usage, based on when you buy it. Right, based on the contents, the size of it, based on what you use. That's the future we're gonna have, where we're not wasting anything. Everything gets put to use. AI is gonna take us to the stars. In fact, just recently, they used Claude Code on one of the Martian rovers, actually, to drive it. I don't know if anyone knew that, that's pretty cool. So we have AI already operating on other planets. So AI is also designing spacecraft. There is a new rocket nozzle that was just recently designed entirely by AI. And that AI was an aerospace engineering expert. It knew everything about aerospace engineering. And it was able to design a novel engine that's currently being tested today. And that's fascinating to me. I imagine an AI that can actually produce something that can operate in a completely different planetary environment. Pretty cool. The other cool thing here, has anyone heard about the fruit fly? The fruit fly that there you go, I got one person. That's okay. So just recently, this is actually like 2 weeks old, they copied every single neuron of a fruit fly's brain. Yes. And they uploaded the fly's brain into a computer program. Hmm. And they gave the fly a body, fly, and the fly started doing fly stuff without any programming. So just by cloning and copying every single neuron of a fly's brain, it just started doing fruit fly things. Now, I forget the number of how many neurons are on a fruit fly, but comparatively to the human brain, it's orders of magnitude. That being said, what's going to stop human brains from being copied and transferred into a computer? We just say we're not in one right now. I don't know. All right. Today, with the power of AI, you can actually rival mid-sized companies, probably even mega corporations as well. You're gonna be able to use these digital employees to actually build empires with. And today is the time to build. It's the time to use AI to your advantage. So the value is shifting. It's knowing what to ask and not how to use it. Because AI can actually do 90% of the stuff that you need to do. This is your moment. This is your moment to build. So AI is not your replacement. It's your teammate. And the most successful professionals won't be those who can outcompete AI, but those who can collaborate with it most effectively. The next decade is gonna be very, very fascinating. We're gonna have AI teammates, we already do. We have digital employees, everyone knows about Clawbot and all the other wrappers that are out there that are existing. Personalized medicine. Longevity, escape velocity. What does that mean? Longevity, escape velocity is when actually, everyone in this room is probably going to live to about 100, biologically. Isn't that fascinating? That we're going to be able to cure these diseases, cure cancer? There's already mRNA vaccines that are they're working on mRNA to cure these diseases that were incurable. In fact, there's a recent story where an individual saved his dog. His dog had cancer, and he used ChatGPT and AlphaFold to come up with a vaccine for his dog. And his dog was cured of cancer. It's pretty wild. Race the zero shot. What is that? What happens when AI can predict every single outcome and will predict every problem before it occurs? If it knew all the problems before it occurred and solved all of them, it would actually build on our behalf. So for example, here's an example. Let's just say you're in a virtual meeting and you're talking to a client. And everyone may or may not know of AI note takers, right? They sit on your call, they transcribe it. Imagine an AI sitting in on your call and your client is describing a problem on the call. The AI understands what the problem is and on the back end is already solving it, is already building. So by the time you're done the call, the AI has already built the solution. That's how quick this stuff is evolving. That's what we call the race to zero shot. When AI just builds the solution before it even becomes a problem. Now another thing that to consider here is robotics, humanoid robotics. Did anyone see the robot that's in the lobby? It's pretty cool. I kind of waved at it and asked it to come over to me and give me some water. It's a fascinating world we're gonna live in 10 years. There's gonna be more humanoid robotics on Earth than there are gonna be humans. What? I think for every human, we're gonna have 2 to 3 robots. So a great industry to get into, believe it or not, who here loves Star Wars? Yeah, in Star Wars they have these droid workshops. I don't think we're gonna have auto mechanics anymore. I think we're gonna have robot mechanics, humanoid robotic mechanics. People that, and eventually, those robots will probably be fixing themselves, right? So there'll probably be a small window of opportunity for those droid mechanics, and then eventually those robots will just be fixing themselves. We'll have self-healing materials. I'm gonna give you a scenario here of the future. So future construction will probably be 3D printed. Every smart home will have its own AI. The entire home will be built with smart materials. You'll have nanomaterials that can communicate input, output, zeros and ones. You'll have smart paint, smart materials, like I said, and that AI will know exactly when something's about to break. And when that thing's about to break, it'll figure out what needs to be fixed, and then it'll send the file to the 3D printer that's at the house, that's built into the house. And then the AI will tell the robot to go pick it up and install it. It's end-to-end automation. In 2032, we're looking at fusion coming online, which means clean, abundant energy. 2034, deep space exploration as well. I think all of us will have the opportunity eventually to actually go to space, believe it or not. That cost is coming down dramatically as technology evolves. So the question isn't if this is gonna happen, it's are you gonna be ready? We can't even, it's hard to predict the future. And look, I'm not from the future. I don't know. I'm not an alien. I don't think I am. But when we build products, we want to be able to understand where the market's going to be. And that's why it's important to think about the future. Some of us can't even think about what's going to happen next week. I can't. But we can glean based on information that we have, based on technology that's coming out, what the market might look like, and prepare yourself for that. The spark of consciousness. Now, here's the big question. When will AI actually become self-aware? What is self-awareness? That's a big question. I kind of think that it's when AI starts asking the question why. It can do everything else, but when you ask like maybe a large language model or ChatGPT, you ask it a question and it just says, why? Why do you want to know that? I think that's a great point of self-awareness, perhaps. You know? All right, so I don't have that much longer, but I have 20 minutes to give you a little glimpse of the future, and I hope That was a good glimpse. I am here afterwards to answer any questions, but I'll answer questions now as well. Does anyone have a questions? Okay, yes, over here. Yeah, thank you very much for this amazing presentation, Tash. It's really mind-blowing what's coming for us and at us. So one question I have, how do you see like the workforce evolving? So if there's like one employee and one solopreneur can take on a mid-sized company with all this AI agents, it should be like a massive unemployment rate coming up in the future. How's it gonna evolve? Sorry, the question was how's it gonna, what to do with all the people that have no jobs anymore?
Oh yeah. What's our purpose gonna be in this world? Well, I think there's gonna be a fundamental shift. There's gonna be a big change of what our purpose is. Because currently our purpose is to work and survive and to build, you know, to produce offspring and whatnot. So I think there's gonna be a big change of what that purpose becomes. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we don't become all batteries for the future.
The Matrix has you.
Yeah. I hope not. Look, I'm more optimistic. I think we'll come down the path of abundance and we're gonna have everything we need, but I don't know, I can't say. Now, there is gonna be job automation. Jobs are gonna be eliminated, but I think our purpose is gonna just change. It's gonna pivot into a different direction. I'd like to think, I think if sci-fi got anything right, maybe Star Trek, for example, boldly go where no one has gone before, I think we'll change our purpose into actually discovering new things. There's always gonna be a drive for humanity and humans to do something creative, to do something new. You know, the explorers of the world, I think we'll have more time to explore. Yes.
Over here.
Hi, I feel very interested with your presentation, and I am Daisy from Vietnam, and I'm an educator, and feel very excited when you say that AI will personalize what you teach in the classroom. And I also the mom of three children, and you said that, oh, you don't need to go to spend 4 years in university to learn anything because AI will personalize what you want to learn. So what is your advice for the situation that I am the educators and also the mom of three children?
Yeah, it's a great question. Great question. I think my advice would be to learn with AI, right? I think I call this the human AI loop of introspection. It's a ping pong ball effect. What do I mean by that? Well, when you're conversating with AI, when you're talking to AI, you're asking it questions, right? And you're learning, you're getting feedback. You're learning new things. And the AI is also learning too. It's learning from you based on the questions you ask it. So it's a back and forth, but it's an accelerated process because you're right there asking a question and it knows a lot more than you do, right? And then if you were to talk to a human that might not know all the answers right away, right? And the AI has access to the entire world database of information. So it's gonna know how to answer that question based on what you need to know, right?
Right.
So yeah, my recommendation is to learn with AI, to become familiar with it, and to ask questions. Keep asking questions. Keep being curious. Yes.
Hey, my name is Joel. Just wanted to add one side note that there's a study mode in ChatGPT, and like all big AI models are releasing things, how you learn with it. So if you turn on study mode, then the AI will not answer you immediately like, hey, this is your answer, but it's gonna be like, did you think about doing this and that? And then it helps you, coaches you to get to the right answer. So if you wanna learn with AI, big AI models already do this with study mode, in Claude, in Gemini, it's called differently, but it's the same, but different. So just a side note.
Thank you, no, 100%. We got 40 seconds left, so yes, over here.
So all this is really excited and I love it. And I'm really curious about what are you most excited about in the future?
The most exciting thing I am about the future. Huh. I'm excited about not working, maybe? I think our definition of work is gonna change. I think today we think of work, it's being on the computer and doing something. I think that's fundamentally gonna change. I'd like to think it's maybe going and growing a garden or something, or you know, starting a family or doing something different. I think our definition, like I said, of work is gonna change fundamentally. I think we're living in the most exciting times, like I said, and I'm very excited. I'm very excited for that. And I know a lot of people are scared of the future, which is fine. There's a lot of unknown unknowns, right? And I think we just have to be able to adapt and be ready, be excited. Strap in, it's gonna be a wild ride.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.